On this week's AP Religion Roundup, many unanswered questions after a shooting at Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch. Last Sunday, 36-year-old Janice Moreno was killed after exchanging gunfire with two off-duty officers after she opened fire in Lakewood Church. Her 7-year-old son and a parishioner in his 50s were both injured. Authorities say they're reviewing Moreno's history of mental illness, a criminal record, and a dispute with her former in-laws.
There are systems that failed, and they're both in a judge and in the judicial system.
Wally Carranza is the former mother-in-law of the shooter.
CPS was notified about this woman so many times. And now we understand that the police, the governor, the mayor were being called by her neighbors, and no one responded. So there are systemic failures.
She says they had previously reached out to the church for help.
We actually reached out to Joel Osteen and his the people who do his pastoral counseling in 2020 and 2021, asking them for some intervention. We did not get a response.
The shooter's motive remains unclear. Authorities say they're investigating how she legally purchased the AR-style rifle used in the attack, despite a years-long criminal record and a history of mental illness. A church spokesman says that records show Moreno sporadically attended services at Lakewood for a couple of years, but there were no records of her being at the church after 2022. Public records show that Moreno faced several charges over the years, including theft, forgery, and assault. Pastor Joel Osteen says the shooting won't deter his church from its mission.
You know, we're going to stay strong. We're going to continue to move forward. And there are forces of evil, but the forces that are for us, the forces of God are stronger than that. So we're going to keep going strong and just, doing what God's called us to do, lift people up and give hope to the world.
I'm Walter Ratliff.